Welcome to Sustainable Sessions, hosted by yours truly, Lucas and Lauren.
Episode 9, featuring Sabrina Sustainable Life.
Hi, I'm Sabrina. I live in the Detroit area, and mostly what I do is create content around being a more sustainable life, and I primarily post it on TikTok.
Nice. Great. Well, thanks for that introduction too. So like, what kind of got you into TikTok? Like, I know it's like such a new hot like platform, like we're new to it too. And like, we're really excited to be part of it. And like, we were kind of just alluding to, there's definitely this niche of sustainable content creators. You're one of the bigger platforms that we've gotten the chance to kind of chat to and follow and stuff like that. So like, what made you kind of gravitate towards TikTok?
Yeah, I started posting on it. I think it was like last February. I actually got a surgery and I was just kind of bored. So I started posting on there, but I wasn't super regular with posting. A couple of my videos went viral, and once the quarantine started, it gave me more time to start posting regularly. I feel like that's what happened with a lot of people, to be honest. So in March I started posting pretty much every day, and I guess I never really thought originally my content wasn't focused around sustainability. I kind of happened on accident. I posted like one video about my shampoo bars and it went really viral. And I was like, wow, this is something people are interested in. I didn't ever think of myself as being a person that would talk about sustainability, even though I did things myself. But I figured, you know, people obviously are interested in this. It wasn't at the time that present on the platform. So I just kept posting and growing from there.
Awesome. I guess kind of if you could pick like one component of like the sustainability niche, or I guess you're more so in like the zero waste lifestyle, how did you like get into that, and why is that, like which components are like the most important to you, whether that's reducing your plastic waste, like energy, like which ones are like the most important to you?
Yeah, I kind of got into it. So I started eating a vegan diet like 3 years ago. My brothers are vegan as well, so they kind of got me into it, but just learning more about the animal agriculture and how problematic it is. I went plant-based for ethical and environmental reasons, and I did that I'm still doing it, but that was like 3 years ago, and that was pretty much all I did related to environment. It's obviously a good first step, but after a while, I was like, I can't exactly remember how I got into zero waste, but I think I kept seeing like documentaries and like information out there about the plastic pollution problem, and I was like, you know, I really can probably do more. So I started doing my own research on that, and I think the biggest topic, there's so many important ones when it comes to the environment. I think reducing plastic pollution and food waste is probably at the top for me, along with like fast fashion and veganism and environmental racism too. Those are all like kind of things I talk about, but I would say most of my content's probably around like being low waste or zero waste.
Well, yeah, no, and that's why we love your content too. Like, there's so many like unique things that I saw from you that, I mean, like, I've seen like zero waste type content from like other creators, but like, one of the things I really like from yours, just like one off the top of my head, I think you did one on fireworks, and it was like, our dog like freaks out when he sees fireworks. Like, when you posted that, I was like, so like, just coincidence, he was right there like freaking out. It was around like, I think Canada, or like even for you guys, Fourth of July for you guys. And I was just like, honestly, like, it's such a good point. And like, I was talking to like my girlfriend about it, but there's actually in, I think it's in Hong Kong, they have like these drone events, and it's kind of like their way to incorporate like cool technology, but also from a sustainability perspective, like, it's a really cool event and there's no waste. Like I know you talked about other topics too, about like people living on the spectrum, that it also troubles them as well too. So just like a really unique thing too. So yeah, I encourage anyone who's like wants to learn more, like definitely check out your content. But like, so yeah, where do you kind of get a lot of this information from? Like, where do you tend to like source your information? You just kind of like Google stuff or like documentaries, or what do you kind of like, cause I was like, such a unique thing I've never seen before. And it was a really cool,
even if post. You want to like speak on it a little bit, just so like the listeners can have like a better idea of like what was in
yeah,
the,
I gotta really
what was in the TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. I made a video about fireworks, just saying, I said reasons why fireworks should be canceled, which maybe wasn't the best way to word it, because I feel like whenever you want to cancel something that people enjoy, they don't really like it. But, and I just said, I kind of listed why fireworks are problematic. Like, they create tons of pollution, not only air, but, you know, fireworks are made of like metals and other harmful things, and the debris kind of falls down. You know, what goes up must come down. So it falls down and it gets into our water and soil, and it's really harmful for animals. And then also the loud noise, you know, people with PTSD or even have like sensory overload issues, or, you know, might be very sensitive and not like fireworks at all. And then also the loud noise scares animals and wildlife and causes, you know, like birds to fly away and leave their nest, causes dogs to run away. So I hate fireworks. I really do. The video got a lot of traction for sure, and a lot of people didn't like it. And I understand, I don't fully understand why they like it so much, but a lot of people on TikTok are younger. So I definitely understand why they might, you know, really like fireworks. But I hope that maybe they thought about it. And some people did comment like, wow, I do like fireworks, but they really aren't great for the environment. So I feel like fireworks were something I never liked, though, even before I got into all of this. I don't know why. I just think I always kind of thought they were annoying. And I do have a dog, too, so they don't like them very much. But yeah, I think
I was gonna say, like, a lot of people, like, what they've been saying on the podcast too is just like a lot of sustainable facts aren't necessarily fun to hear or listen to, but they are necessary. So I think by pushing out that content, by sharing that information with people, whether they like it or not, you can be on like one side of the spectrum, but it's, you have with that information.
Yeah
And I know too, like, I made a video after the 4th of July just picking up some of the leftover fireworks people left, and is like, it's the most polluted day of the year. So it's just kind of like a sad day to me. Hopefully moving forward, people will use them less or find like alternatives, because there is tons of other cool things you can do that aren't as harmful. So hopefully people will make those changes. But yeah, a way I learn about a lot, for zero waste, I started on YouTube, I would say, just a lot of the popular YouTubers I found and started listening to them. And then a big thing that changed my life was reading the book, The Story of Stuff, which is just basically a book that like explores the threat of like overconsumption on the environment and the economy, and basically goes into like every type of thing that's created and how and all the implications of it, basically. And then documentaries too, I really enjoy, and podcasts as well. I feel like there's so many great documentaries out there, and they make them so pretty much everyone can watch them. You don't need to be like a scientist to understand the content. So I really like that. So basically, yeah, all reading, YouTube, documentaries, and podcasts have been my main source of information.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's really great to hear. And like, yeah, when we try to speak to different people on the podcast, like you said, like some of them kind of gravitate to certain accounts they follow. That's why I think social media has been such an important role, especially with like this younger Gen Z people coming to the forefront. They really need to hear this from someone. And like, I think about like us when we were growing up, like we were kind of getting into Facebook in maybe like grade 8 going into high school kind of thing. So like a lot of these kids are much younger getting on it, and if they can get exposed to this content at an earlier age, like, just who
and
knows
all, what's, yeah. And all the different social platforms too, because I even feel like Instagram, you can follow a bunch of accounts, you get to make that choice with like what you want to see. So whether it's following accounts like yours or ours, you can choose what information you want to see.
Yeah
That's what I really love about TikTok too, is because I feel like a lot of the people on there there's all ages, but I've noticed some of my followers will be younger. And I think it's cool that we're kind of planting those seeds young. Like, I think I wish I would have learned about these things a long time ago. I mean, maybe I did in school a little bit, but even like recycling properly isn't something, at least in the US, that's like heavily taught. So I definitely, because I've made tons of mistakes, even like up to the age, I'm 27 now. So if I could have learned things a long time ago, it would have been nice. But yeah, so that's like part of the reason why I really like TikTok too, is connecting with that younger audience who hopefully will be able to, you know, create the changes and help push for more sustainable companies and things like that.
In terms of the book that you just talked about, I forget what it's called, something about stuff. Was there one thing in that book that you read about that really resonated with your own personal life that you're like, oh my gosh, I immediately have to get rid of like this one thing, or what were those kind of?
So yeah, it's called The Story of Stuff, and they do have like a mini docu-series on their website if you don't want to read the book. And I do like the like docu-series as well. They're only like, I think it's like 20 minutes, and then they have like mini ones. Trying to remember, it's been a while. I believe they talked a lot about like phones and like all the mining and everything that goes through to, you know, make phones and all the materials that they use. So I like refuse to buy any electronics brand new. Like I'll always buy my phone used or computer or whatever, just because I don't think it would be probably hard to find companies that are like doing that sustain, like all the materials are sustainable. I don't even know if there's one out there, to be completely honest. But yeah, I think just overall the whole message I got from the book was just definitely buying less, using what you have, you know, as much as you can, treating every t-shirt like it's your best. You know, I think we accumulate so much stuff like t-shirts and we just like throw them on the ground because we're like, whatever, it's a t-shirt. But you know, someone did have to create that and source the materials, and a lot of water was used, and I know we don't see all that as the consumer, and I think that just really like opened my eyes, like how much goes into every little thing that we buy. So it really just changed my mindset. And of course, buying, you know, when I do want to buy something new, buying it sustainably. But I really like to buy secondhand overall, just because we already have so much stuff in the world that we don't really need to create more.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I think that's a really good, like, profound lesson that can just be applied to so much in your life. And I think like reading a book like that, I'm sure they touch on different topics, like beyond electronics, but everything in your life. So it's like, when you really start to think about it, it's like, it's a truth that once you know it, you can't live your life without thinking about it. And it's like, I mean, a little troubling at the start, obviously, but I think that's a great point. Like, I like exactly what you said, like we try to do our best to use things absolutely to the max, like the very last thread. And then if then, can we like upcycle it into something new and like repurpose it as much as we can? And like, it's just a great philosophy to like resonate and keep applying onward. I guess another question I have too is, so you mentioned like your two brothers were also vegan, like in your household, like how is your family's, I guess, culture, even your friends, even like, what is that kind of culture like in terms of sustainability and like, you know, living zero waste and stuff like that? And like, have they influenced you and vice versa? Like, what's that relationship been like?
Yeah. So my brothers definitely got me into veganism. My parents aren't really at all. We're Italian and Polish, so it's kind of hard for, like I have a stereotypical Italian grandmother who loves to like cook, and it's kind of hard for her definitely to understand. I don't live with my family. I live with my fiance now, so meals and stuff isn't too big of a deal. When I go out to eat there, they'll usually have stuff for me. They don't totally understand. But as far as living low waste, my fiance actually before me was pretty into like, he's not a super environmentalist, but he was always the one to like go buy at the Salvation Army or thrift. And I was always like, before I started caring about this stuff, I was like, why would you go buy at the Salvation Army? Like, I didn't understand why he did that. And he was like, I think he more did it because it was financially, you know, cheaper. But now I'm like, yeah, he kind of started it before me. But he's pretty good. We do our best. You know, I'm not like a perfect zero waster. I don't think it exists. You know, some things we buy, unfortunately, like food and stuff, a lot of vegan food does come in plastic, like tofu and other like you know, mock meets and stuff. So we definitely do our best. But I think overall, we've like enjoyed the journey together. Like he was the one who really got me into like composting and reducing our food waste. So I feel like we each all have brought our own parts and helped each other. My family, I don't think they've gone too much onto the zero waste stuff. They watch my videos though, so I know my messages, you know, are there. And I think I've taught them some things about recycling. Like I, you know, my mom has like thrown plastic forks into the recycling and I'm like, Mom, you can't recycle that. Cause no one ever taught her. So I teach them small things here and there, but I think overall, like most American households, we kind of used to just always overconsume. And I think the older you get, like I've seen it with my mom and grandparents, it's kind of hard to break that habit, like always continually wanting to buy stuff. So I try my best to like get them not buy me so much or buy themselves so much. Yeah, they do pretty good with it.
Yeah, I even think about that too, even for like birthday gifts and stuff. Like I would prefer someone either does more like an act of service, whether that's kind of like, I don't know, we do like a tea party or do something more sustainable. Like I've been trying to incorporate that even for gifts. Like even I think for Mother's Day, we did like a little high tea. We kind of set it all up and I feel like people are going to remember experiences over things that they might just end up throwing away. So I feel like that's a big message too to share with people that I try to keep in mind at least. But yeah, it is hard. But I even feel at our house we've switched to a lot of things. Like we have a soda stream and now instead of buying Perrier bottles, we have beeswax wrap. Like we really just started like slowly integrating things. But yeah, not everyone's perfect and you can't necessarily change everyone's perspectives on how to live this like more sustainably.
Yeah. And like even us too, like, yeah. Like I don't think, like you said too, I don't think there's anyone that's like ever absolutely perfect. Like I think we're always striving, trying to improve and grow as much as we can. And it was interesting when you brought up like your fiance too, like thinking about making some of these decisions is also being like a financially advantageous move too. And I think that's something that's like kind of resonated with our parents too. Like if I could really make the pitch for something that like they're a little bit firm on, but like all of a sudden there's a huge financial benefit, they're like way more inclined to do it. Like I know we need to replace our thermostat and we actually replace it with like a Nest thermostat. So it's just like, again, it was a little bit more money, but I kind of emphasized, look, like it's a smart device. It'll be able to tell when you're in the house or not and like adjust accordingly. And then same thing with the SodaStream. Like I think at first glance, it's kind of like, oh, like why are we buying? Like it didn't make sense. And then over time you start seeing the savings and it's like, okay, like if this can be applied in so many other facets, like that's really when you meet like the good value and the good sustainability. It's like, it's a no brainer.
And even in like some of our comments on our TikToks, people claim that like living a sustainable lifestyle is too expensive. So I'm not sure if maybe you want to comment on that and share how it can be more affordable for people. We've been trying to do that too and share those like long-term cost-effective benefits, but it's the more people that you hear it from, I feel like the easier it is to digest and really, you know, start to implement in your life.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel like it can seem more expensive at first because like even when I first got into it, I was like, oh, I want the reusable, like, you know, silicone bags or I'm trying to think what else I bought. Just, you know, some of the common zero waste swaps. But I think, you know, you can still reuse your regular plastic bag like more than once. And even if you don't buy the swap right away, just using completely what you already have and reusing it and repurposing it is the best thing you can do. And then once it is time, you know, making that swap if you're able to. And I've noticed with a lot of zero waste swaps, they might be a little bit more upfront. It is something I do talk quite a bit a lot on my channel, but then it's more upfront, but it usually lasts longer. Or, you know, like a shampoo bar might be like $12, but it will last equivalent to like 2 to 3 bottles of shampoo. So the longevity of it, you know, there's more longevity. Or another common one,
even like razors,
like the dryer balls are really great for instead of dryer sheets. And you know, those last I think forever. I don't know if they ever go bad, but and what else, like the safety razors are a really popular one. Like they're a little bit more upfront, but you know, the refill cartridges for shaving razors are really expensive. So after like, I don't know, a few months, it definitely pays itself off and it's something you can have for a lifetime. So that's the biggest lesson I've learned is just really buy like saving up and buying those like higher quality things when I need them. And then I do end up saving more money over time. So I think too, it's definitely a misconception that it can be more expensive because like people always kind of say the most sustainable things are the ones you already have. So just like buy less and you'll be good. I think too, you know, a lot of people lived a sustainable life before like zero waste was a thing. So people have been doing it for decades. I think it just now has more of a definition and term, but it's not something new. I think people have been doing it for a long time. It's just called something a little different. So I think anyone can really do it. And I think the important thing to remember is just doing what you can, like not stressing over everything. Because there is a lot of different things you can do. You know, you can compost, you can stop using single-use plastics, you can reduce your meat intake. Even if you can't do all of those, incorporating whatever you can is still gonna make a difference. So
awesome. Yeah, no, that's a great answer. And like that's what we try to emphasize too. Like we said, it just kind of like just strive for improvement, have like long-term goals. Like you don't have to do everything right away. And like it is always gonna be an adjustment, especially from like I look back to like when I was living in university and like it was just a complete mess, like in hindsight. And it's like even like it's also like the time of your life, like who you're living with and like what your circumstances are. Like it's hard to do everything at the start. So I think that's the biggest thing. We just try to inspire people, like just like you do on your channel, just to take notice to the stuff, learn about it. Like even at least sharing it on social media is like a great first step to spread awareness on the topic. And like you said, like once you really start following some of this content on TikTok, it's so addictive to just keep like getting down the sustainability like rabbit hole. But I think it's so fun. It's like a good encouraging thing to kind of like, it's almost like a competition even too, and you're like, oh, who can be like more sustainable, like where can I can cut back? And it's like a fun thing. I know like we're being like sustainable nerds about this, but like it's good. So I guess I guess like another question would be like more, and I mean like you're from the US too, like we're from Canada. When you kind of think about like North American lifestyles versus like, I don't know if you've been to Europe before, but more like Eastern parts of the world and like how they live their lives. Like, do you think, I mean, we kind of talked about like what could potentially stop the cycle, let's call it that. Like this idea of like constantly consuming the new thing, the most upgraded thing, like always trying to have something like every year. Like we talked about phones, for example, like the iPhone 10 and 11, okay, might have a bit of faster processing camera, but like, did you really need a whole new upgrade? Like, where do you think that kind of stems from? And like, what, if you could kind of think of a solution to potentially like throw a wrench in that whole cycle, like what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think part of it, I mean, definitely like capitalism and just all the marketing that goes into everything we consume. Especially like in the fashion industry as well, like, you know, every season you're told you need new outfits and things go in and out of style. But I mean, I guess people, you know, that market to us decide kind of what goes in and out of style. So it just forces us to buy things and then things like come back in style. But by the time they come back in style, you already got rid of what you already had. So I think it's just a awful cycle, unfortunately. I don't really know what the solution is. I think it's definitely consumers pushing back and, you know, fighting for more sustainable products. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what will, like, because at the end of the day, they're businesses, they want to make money. And I mean, it's obviously been working what they've been doing, unfortunately. I think we're just kind of fed that, the information like, oh, either like you're treating yourself because you work hard, so you should go buy these things, or you need to work hard to buy these things. And I think once you realize it's not really true, then you can make the changes. I think, like, I definitely used to do that to myself, be like, I used to work a full-time job And then on the side, I would work all these other jobs. And I really didn't need to do that to myself. And I would just spend more because I'd be like, oh, well, I worked so hard. I deserve it. And I would just buy things I seriously didn't need. And once I realized I was doing that and I was kind of just like overworking myself, I'm like way happier now, just enjoying the things I have, not constantly thinking like, and I think too, it's easy to compare yourselves to like other people, like, oh, they have this Gucci bag or whatever, I want it. But I don't know, my perspective has kind of just changed on things, and like a purse is a purse and they all do the same thing. So I think once people kind of change their mindset, I think, unfortunately, I don't think companies are really going to be, even though they're responsible for like the problems, I don't think they're going to be the ones to change. I think consumers are going to have to change and push for either more sustainable things or, you know, just buying less. Like, I feel like that's kind of what happened with the whole vegan movement. Like, all these different fast food restaurants and stuff didn't have all these options like 10 years ago, but people started being like, hey, we want vegan options. And now like Burger King has an Impossible Whopper. And I think KFC is coming out with like vegan chicken or vegetarian chicken. So you can definitely see that when consumers demand certain things that they will make the changes. So I think we have to unfortunately lead the way and demand better products.
Yeah, I think even to just continue commenting on what you said, I feel like, and I don't know if you feel kind of like these unwritten rules in society, but like even when you post stuff on Instagram or TikTok, you almost feel like you need to wear a brand new outfit each time, or like be, and I don't know who made those rules, but they're celebrities, but like it's almost like we need to normalize, just like you have enough stuff, wear what you have, like you can style different products together, different outfits. And one of the other people that we had on our podcast, her name is Robin Lepree, and she has a sustainable fashion consulting store. And basically what she does with her customers is help style the different products that they already have within their own wardrobe. So I think normalizing that needs to be just happening more. But yeah, until influencers and like celebrities really start implementing that, I think it's hard to have smaller people like us do that. But sharing this message is definitely a right step in the right direction.
Yeah. I think like what you said too, like how we've kind of like, that's such a great point with the vegan products. Like it literally seemed like it exploded on the market. And like now if you don't have one, you're like at a disadvantage because now you've just cut off all that population of actual vegans or people that were like wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, a more sustainable lifestyle. So like that's such a great point. And like, I think even, I mean, you've definitely seen like the content on TikTok, but like the popularity in thrift shops have just like gone up as well too, like from like a trending perspective, but also from a sustainability perspective, it's so great. So I think, yeah, like exactly what we're doing is like the best way to go about it. It's going to take consumers to educate themselves or educate each other to like really start making these changes too. And yeah, like and that's why I like TikTok too, because it is a little bit more geared to a younger generation. And like, I mean, when we talk to our parents, if we can rationalize it, they understand it. It's not like they are so resistant to change. So I think having a younger generation kind of bring it up and let them lead the charge is the way to go. But yeah, it's a complicated topic. Like, I don't think there's one right way to do it. But yeah, I think we're making our strides here. We're going to make some progress for sure.
Yeah, I do love like the like thrifting and stuff has gotten really popular on TikTok, especially. And I've noticed too, like if someone promotes a brand that's like notorious for fast fashion, like Shein and stuff, people will like kind of attack them in the comments. Not that I want them to get attacked, but I'm glad it's becoming more, like people are more aware of it, because growing up, I had no idea like about the issues of fast fashion, like no idea. I mean, they didn't really think about where the clothes came from and where they ended up when I was done with them. It just wasn't really, it's not really something that we're ever taught. So I'm glad that it's being spoke about a lot more.
For sure. All right. So I guess kind of just to wrap things up here, I'm not sure if you want to share maybe like either like a sustainable story in your life, or if there's like a certain product that you think people should like listen to, or like maybe one of your favorite TikToks that you've had on your page, like maybe share one of those last little things.
Like a final message, like just for our viewers, you want to just like leave them with. Yeah.
I think a final message. So I know sometimes you guys have like people share like a stat or whatever at the end. I don't know if anyone's done this one yet, so I'm sorry if they have, but only like 9% of plastic is recycled. So I think like the biggest takeaway for me is while recycling is totally important, it's not the solution anymore, I don't think. So definitely just doing your best to reduce your plastic and supporting companies who are avoiding plastic is a great thing to do, just because unfortunately, although you might be recycling correctly, it might still be ending up in the landfill. So that's one thing that's super important to me, and I think more people should really think about. So, and there's pretty much a swap for every single plastic item that you want. So yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you guys. It was so nice. Great to meet you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you would like to learn more, visit us at www.last20.ca. Until next time, stay sustainable.